Yeah, it's going on well because the political parties participating in the election are all here and they are observing this whole process. Apart from political parties, we have representatives of civil society. The church is also involved. We also have law enforcement agencies. So they are monitoring this whole process and they are here with us and on our side, it's going on well.
There have been concerns raised by the Patriotic Front about questioning the integrity of the printing company that is handling this issue. Do you think their criticism is justified?
Whatever the commission does is based on the provisions of the law. And when we go for procurement, we follow procurement processes according to the Zambia Public Procurement Authority. And we seek their clearance before we go ahead for any procurement. And that's what we did even in this case.
Akafuna, with 2 weeks to the beginning of the general election in Zambia, how prepared is the Electoral Commission ahead of the election?
In terms of preparations, the commission is on course. The ballot papers, like I said, are being printed, and we have made very good progress. We've done 3/4 of the work, and we are just getting ready to finally get all these materials back home for the election.
These materials, are they going to be accompanied by all of you there to ensure that nobody criticizes some ballot papers missing?
Yeah, what we are doing here is the printing of ballot papers. The ballot boxes are already distributed in the district back home. So what the political parties are doing here is observing the whole process. And when the process is complete, the political parties will be present to see it off. And when the materials arrive in Lusaka, political parties will be invited to the airport to witness the arrival of the materials. And what will then follow is an exercise of going through the ballot paper together with our officers, and then we start distribution to all the districts.
So basically, the Electoral Commission has put this specific process in place to ensure transparency. Is that the case?
Yes. In as far as the commission is concerned, it has made all efforts it could to ensure that this whole exercise, the printing of the ballot papers, and even the involvement of our stakeholders is as open as possible. And we have ensured that at every stage, all participating political parties, civil societies, are involved in all our consultations, in our briefings, and they are aware of what we are doing.
So what would be your message to Zambians now that you have monitored the printing of the ballot papers in South Africa?
Well, the commission's mandate is to conduct elections. And what the commission has tried to do is try and ensure that we put in place processes and procedures that can be trusted, which processes involve our stakeholders in terms of what we are doing. And this is what we'll try to do. And all that the commission would want to appeal to the people of Zambia is to develop interest in the whole electoral process and develop some trust and confidence in the electoral process, because for everything that we do it in the presence, in most cases, of our stakeholders, and we ensure that they participate in all these processes.